I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Go up into British Columbia for an interesting story. A man in British Columbia has been found guilty of driving while on his phone, despite the phone's battery being dead and proper storage stored properly in the cubbyhole of his car. On October 12, 2018, Patrick Greslock was driving home from work in Surrey, BC, when he was ticketed for using his cell phone because he had earbuds in both of his ears. The phone's battery, though, was dead, and the phone itself was stored in a cubbyhole in the front of the dashboard, according to the provincial court on Monday. And the judge ruled that, or the justice ruled, that even though he was not holding the device, the earbuds should be considered part of the phone when plugged in. In my view, by plugging in the earbuds wire into the iPhone, the defendant had enlarged the device such that it included not only the iPhone, but the attached speaker and or earbuds. Since the earbuds are part of the electronic device and the earbuds were in the defendant's ears, it follows that, you know, that he was in, you know, possession of the device or something. The guy said, man, the battery was dead. I wasn't distracted. I just had the headphones in. I don't know, maybe he was listening earlier or something, but he had the headphones in. And they still gave him the distracted driving thing, even though the phone, he wasn't holding the phone, and the battery was dead at the time.
All right, but I can see where they're coming from. What are you doing with earbuds? What are you doing putting anything in your ear when you're driving? Maybe there's not sound coming in there, but still, if you kind of put something in your ear, it muffles the sound a little bit. You're driving, you don't really want that, do you? You don't want that.
I don't know. I mean, if there's no sound playing in it.
You're going to fight that? How's that?
If you're wearing earmuffs in the middle of the winter, is that muffle the sound for you?
Yeah, I suppose. If you're wearing a skull cap? If you're wearing one of those, one of those babushkas. One of those, one of those.
Russian babushkas.
Yeah, right. That's covering your ears. Okay, now how about this guy here? At what age are you too old to be doing stuff on a dare? This is a 60-year-old guy. 60-year-old guy, firefighter. This guy has been a firefighter for 40 years. I don't know how this is going to shake out after he got caught for this. He got busted for walking into a 7-Eleven naked. And here's how it happened. He was in the car with his girlfriend. And his girlfriend apparently said, you know what? I dare you to go in there and do this, to walk in there naked, because I heard that it's legal in Rhode Island to be walking around naked. And the boyfriend said, okay, I'm up for this. So he goes into the 7-Eleven with a smile on his face, buys a soda, and then he goes into the car. Well, they call the police, and they get this guy. And I guess the girlfriend had her information wrong. Apparently, you can't walk into a 7-Eleven stark naked in Rhode Island. You can't do that. Here's the interesting part of the story. So the 60-year-old guy gets charged with disorderly conduct. And his girlfriend says, yeah, I never should have dared him. The girlfriend is 29 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He just wants to see me.
29 years old, and she's got a 60-year-old boyfriend.
And I'm going to rock the dad bod going into the 7-Eleven.
He had everything going right for him in the world, huh? Been with the fire department for 40 years. He had been with the fire department longer than she'd 10 years. More than 10 years longer than she'd been alive.
Wow. And he's out of a job now?
Well, I don't know. They haven't said yet. The fire department hasn't said what they're going to do with him. Mm. He's on administrative leave.
Was the firefighter last week that was exposing his junk at the Hobby Lobby, was that last week or was that earlier this week?
I think that was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of naked firefighters going on in the springtime here. And finally, just a quick little story here. Kind of weird. You know, Uber's been getting banged around a little bit in the news. And now they say an Uber driver in San Francisco went to pick someone up, picked him up, and take him to the airport. And after he drops him off, turns around and goes right back to the house where he picked him up and robbed the house. Because
he knows nobody's there.
He knows nobody's there. He pulled up, got the people in there, and I guess the house has a doorbell cam that triggered an alarm when it detected him moving around. So he then went to the neighbor's home and down the street. And he did go, He went to a neighbor's house down the street and did get inside, trashed the place, stole a bunch of stuff, family heirlooms and things like that. Another doorbell cam caught him on camera again, and one of the cameras got a clear shot of his license plate. They tracked him down and the whole deal. The Uber driver's name, Jackie Wilson, was fired, and he's facing burglary charges. But, I mean, yeah, I'm going to out of town for business for a week. Oh, you are you?
Yeah, he probably worked them the whole time.
Yeah, give me info.
Yeah, everybody's gone then, huh? Yeah. Got the house shut down then, huh?
Turned around, drove right back there.